With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The commander-in-chief calls it a warrior dividend. President Trump says the check is already in the mail.
In honor of our nation's founding in 1776, we are sending every soldier $1,776. Think of that. And the checks are already on the way.
The announcement came during last night's presidential address.
In a year-end speech touting his administration's accomplishments, the president began by criticizing his predecessor.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
He pointed to success in securing the southern border and claimed progress in lowering the cost of living.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
However, the rate of inflation is roughly the same as it was in January, and the nation's unemployment rate has steadily increased. In the end, though, the president promised an economic boom in 2026. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate's given final congressional approval to a big defense spending bill. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says America has to play catch-up.
U.S. deterrence, unfortunately, has slipped in the last few years against the Chinese, and yet China's military is spending like it's never spent before. Its navy is the largest in the world, and its missile deployment is outpacing ours.
The Trump administration will sell $10 billion worth of arms to Taiwan, bringing an angry response from Beijing. The House has passed a health care bill, one that does not extend Obamacare subsidies for 3 years. No plea entered yesterday by Nick Reiner, charged with the murder of his parents. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 63 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 171. This is SRN News. G.K. Chesterton was right.
He said, when men stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing, they believe in anything. And a new poll from Baylor University seems to support that contention. With Christianity in decline in the U.S., belief in magic amongst the general public has spiked to 25%. A little over half of Americans believe in ghosts, and about half think it's possible to communicate with the dead. And a third think that inanimate objects have spirits. Michael Harrington reporting.
A leading Muslim civil rights group is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his order designating it a foreign terrorist organization. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has more than 20 chapters across the United States, and its work involves legal actions and advocacy. However, the agency has been accused of having ties to Hamas, and the Muslim Brotherhood charges its leadership denies. The lawsuit by CARE asks a federal judge to declare DeSantis' order unlawful. This is SRN News. A congressional report says China exploits partnerships with U.S. researchers.
It also gives its military access to nuclear technology and other innovations with economic and national security applications. Wednesday's report by the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party looked at research collaborations that got Energy Department funding. Investigators found 4,300 academic papers involving partnerships between Energy Department-funded scientists and Chinese researchers. The report says the U.S. must do more so taxpayer-funded work doesn't help Beijing. Keith Peters, Washington.
FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino says he'll resign from his job as second-in-command of the Bureau next month. His decision ends a brief tenure during which he had clashed with the Justice Department over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. More details at srnnews.com.